So, how's your appetite this morning?
你们今天上午的胃口怎么样？
How many of you had a big lunch already?
你们多少人已经吃了一顿午饭？
How many of you plan to eat after the service later this afternoon?
你们多少人准备是这个敬拜结束以后再去吃饭呢？
So I talked with the children about this, and I'll ask you. I won't ask you to try to answer here, but when you think about some of your favorite foods, what are some of the things that you most enjoy? The foods that you most enjoy. Think about that.
想一想，你们最喜欢吃的食物是什么？
Maybe it's dim sum or chow mein, or spring rolls, or wonton soup.
是不是像早茶、炒面、春卷、馄饨之类的？
And one of my favorite foods is Italian lasagna.
我最喜欢的食物之一就是意大利千层面。
Yeah, you get the pasta and the cheese and the sausage and the tomato sauce.
就把意大利面、奶酪、香肠和番茄
番茄
酱
放在一起吃。
So talking about food like that, I probably made you a little bit hungry, right?
一说起吃的，大家就都饿了吧？
Well, I'm hoping so. But you'll understand why in just a few minutes.
我们随后会讨论这个问题。
So today we are continuing the series that I started several months ago on the Beatitudes, where Jesus is telling his disciples what life is like in his new kingdom.
今天我们将继续我们几个月前开始的八福系列。八福系列就是耶稣告诉他的门徒，就是说在他的新的王国里生活是什么样的。
We started with the first beatitude, where Jesus said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven."
我们一开始讲的是第一福，虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。
We saw that admitting our need, our spiritual poverty, is the place of blessing with God.
我们看到，承认我们的需要，承认我们的灵性的贫穷，才是蒙福的地方。
Not only because this is the only way to enter the kingdom, but it is the only way to live in the kingdom under our new king.
因为这不仅仅是进入天国的唯一的途径，而且是我们在新君王统治下的天国中生活的唯一途径。
Living humbly in submission and dependence upon him as our king.
我们真的把主当做我们的王，谦卑的生活，依靠主，顺服主。
Then we looked at the second beatitude, where Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted."
然后我们看了第二幅，耶稣说：“哀痛的人有福了，因为他们必得安慰。”
I said that to mourn means to grieve, to experience sorrow, often to the point of tears or even weeping.
我谈到说，哀痛意味着悲哀，经历悲伤，甚至到了流泪或者哭泣的地步。
We saw that until we acknowledge our spiritual poverty, we can't truly mourn for our sin.
我们看到，除非我们承认自己灵性的贫瘠，否则我们无法真正为罪哀痛。
If we do not mourn for our sin, we show that we are ignorant of our true spiritual condition.
如果我们不为自己的罪哀痛，就表明我们不知道自己真正的属灵状况，
And how much our sins actually grieve God.
也不知道我们的罪已经多么的得罪了神。
I said that mourning over our sin is not just something we do when we are saved.
我曾说过，为我们的罪哀痛，不仅仅是我们得救时才会做的事情。
It is something that we continue to do as Christians.
那是我们作为基督徒一直在持续做的事情。
Because if we live in the light, in an open-hearted fellowship with God, the Spirit continues to show us our sin.
因为如果我们生活在光中，与神有敞开心扉的交流，圣灵就会持续不断地向我们显明我们的罪。
So that we can continue to mourn and confess and repent of our sin.
这样我们就可以持续的哀痛，认罪悔改。
And as we continue to experience God's forgiveness and grace, our hearts become more and more tender toward God and what He wants for us.
当我们不断经历神的宽恕和恩典的时候，我们的心向着神就会变得越来越柔软，越来越体会神对我们的期望。
And then several weeks ago, we looked at the third beatitude, where Jesus said, "Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth."
几周前我们读到了第三福，耶稣说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
We saw that meekness is not weakness.
我们看到温柔并不意味着软弱。
Meekness is this kind of strength under control that Jesus had.
温柔就是像耶稣所拥有的那种他可以控制的力量。
Jesus had more than enough power, but he chose to yield his right to use that power.
耶稣拥有非常大的权能，但是他选择放弃使用这种权能。
Jesus' meekness came from his total submission to the will of God.
耶稣的温柔来自于他完全顺服神的旨意。
So meekness is about my yielding my personal rights to God.
温柔就是我把我个人的权利交给神。
I hope that you can begin to see how these first three Beatitudes are really interconnected.
我希望你能开始看到这前三福是如何互相关联的。
There's a kind of progression in our hearts, from the humility of spiritual poverty to the brokenness of mourning over our sin to meekness as we surrender our rights to God.
这三福连起来是我们内心的不断进步，从认识到邻里贫穷的谦卑，到对罪的哀痛的破碎，再到我们将权力交给神时的温柔。
And if we go through that progression,In our hearts, we begin to want more and more to honor God with our lives.
如果我们经历了前三福这个不断进步的过程，那么我们就会开始越来越想要用我们的生活来荣耀神。
And our hearts begin to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
我们的心也开始饥渴慕义。
Which is the fourth beatitude that we're going to look at today.
这就是我们下面要讲的第四福。
Jesus said in Matthew 5, verse 6, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied or filled.
马太福音5:6，耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
To hunger and thirst is actually one of the first signs of life.
能够感到渴和饿是生命的最初的迹象之一。
A healthy baby is born with a hunger and thirst for food.
健康的婴儿出生的时候就会感到饿，感到渴。
A child that does not have a good appetite will not thrive and eventually will not live.
一个没有胃口的孩子，他无法成长，也无法生存。
So how is your spiritual appetite this morning?
那今天你的灵里的胃口如何呢？
Let me try to explain what it means to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
我们先解释一下饥渴慕义是什么意思。
First, I need to review a little theology with you.
首先，我们先讲一下神学。
We know that righteousness means conforming perfectly to the will of God.
这个义就是说完全符合神的旨意。
Or as I explained to the children, doing the right thing.
就像我刚才跟孩子们说的，做正确的事情。
But not just in our outward behavior, but in our hearts as well.
但是不仅仅是我们外表做出来的事情，也是我们内心所思所想。
Jesus explains this and points it out later in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣后来在登山宝训中就这样指出来。
The scripture tells us that there is no one who is righteous, not even one.
圣经告诉我们，没有义人，连一个也没有。
Only Jesus lived a perfect, righteous life.
只有耶稣过着完美公义的生活。
But when you put your faith in Christ, you become justified.
当你相信基督时，你就被称义了。
Justified means that God declares you righteous in His sight.
称义意味着神宣告你在他眼中是公义的。
And you receive what is called imputed righteousness.
你就得到了所谓的归给我们的义。
As Paul describes in Romans chapter 3, verses 20 to 22.
就像保罗在罗马书三章二十到二十二节写的。
Go ahead and read that in Chinese.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，有律法和先知为证，就是神的义因耶稣基督加给一切信他的人，并没有分别。
This means that you have been declared righteous, made right with God.By His grace, when you put your faith in Christ.
这就意味着当你相信基督时，你已经被宣告为义，并因神的恩典而与神和好。
2 Corinthians 5, verse 21, Paul explains this more.
在哥林多后书五章二十一节，保罗他进一步解释道。神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God put all of our sin on Jesus, the one who had no sin, and he gave us the righteousness of Jesus.
神将我们所有的罪都归咎于无罪的耶稣，他把耶稣的义赐给我们。
So this imputed righteousness.Is the legal transaction part of our salvation?
这种归在我们头上的义是我们救恩的合法交易的核心部分。
This is where God declares us to be righteous and brings us into a personal relationship with Him.
神通过这样做，在其中宣告我们为义，并使我们与他建立个人关系。
And then God calls us to live out.Our new relationship with Him in righteous living.
然后神呼召我们遵守他的旨意，过义的生活，活出我们与他新的关系。
Following His will, following Jesus.
让我们跟随耶稣，跟随神的旨意。
But God doesn't just tell us what to do or how we should behave.
但神不仅仅告诉我们应该做什么，应该怎么样行事。
He gives us the Holy Spirit.
他赐给我们圣灵。
And when the Spirit of God comes into your life, He changes your heart, your appetites, your desires.
当神的灵进入你的生命时，他就会改变你的心，改变你的胃口，改变你的愿望。
He changes your heart's desire from a desire to please yourself to a desire to please Him.
圣灵从将你内心的渴望从取悦自己转变为取悦神。
And new heart, you want to please God, to honor God with your life.
一颗新的心让你想要用生命来荣耀神。
Not to earn God's favor,Not to earn your salvation, but out of gratitude.
不是为了赢得神的青睐，也不是为了赢得救恩，而是出于感激。
God changes your heart, your appetites, your affections.
神他改变了你的心，改变你的胃口，也改变了你的情感。
You begin to hunger and thirst for righteousness because you want to please.Your Heavenly Father.
你开始饥渴慕义，因为你想取悦你的天父。
You want to honor Him with your life, every area of your life.
你想要用你的生命在你生活中的每一个领域来荣耀神。
You may not know how.
你可能不知道怎么做。
And you probably don't know what all of that means.
你可能也不知道这意味着什么，
But that's what you want.
但这就是你想要的。
You want to do his will.
你想要遵守神的旨意。
You want to follow Jesus.
你想要跟随主耶稣。
In your heart, you want to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
在你心里，你想要行事为人对得起主。
As Paul says in Colossians 1, verses 9 to 10.
就像保罗在哥罗西书一章九到十节写的，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上，满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
See, when we were spiritually dead, all of our appetites were driven by our flesh.
当我们灵性死亡的时候，我们所有的胃口都是被我们的肉体所驱动的。
But when we became spiritually alive in Christ, God gave us this new appetite to want to know Him.
但是当我们在基督里的灵里充满活力的时候，神就赐给我们新的胃口，让我们想要认识神。
To grow in our relationship with Him, to honor Him more and more with our lives.
想增进和神的关系，在生活中越来越想荣耀他。
To be more and more righteous in our words, our thoughts, our actions, our motives.
在我们的言语、思想、行为动机上，越来越符合义，越来越正直。
At times, this new appetite can be very intense.
甚至有的时候，这种新的胃口会非常的强烈。
As David describes in Psalm 42, verses 1 and 2.
就像大卫在诗篇四十二一到二节中写道：“神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？”
Let me give you a couple of practical ways to that we live out this hunger and thirst for righteousness in our lives.
让我给大家一些实用的方法，来满足我们生活中对义的饥渴。
First, we hunger for the Word of God.
第一个就是说，我们对神的话饥渴。
We hunger for the Word like a newborn baby longs for milk.
我们就像新生儿渴慕要喝奶那样，渴慕神的话语。
As Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 3.
就像彼得在彼得前书二章一到三节写的，所以你们既除去一切的恶毒、诡诈，并假善、嫉妒和一切毁谤的话，就要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样，叫你们因此渐长，以致得救。你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
We read the Bible with a new hunger because we understand the value of the Word in our lives.
我们打开圣经的时候，我们有一种新的饥渴，因为我们知道圣经的话是多么的宝贵。
As Paul explains in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16.
就像保罗在提摩太后书三章十六节写的，圣经都是神所默示的，与教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
We look into the mirror of God's word so that we can see ourselves as God sees us.
我们看着神的话语就像照镜子，这样子我们就能像神看到我们自己那样看我们自己。
James chapter 2, verses 22 to 25.
雅各书二章二十二到二十五节写道，只是你们要行道，不要单单听道，自己欺哄自己。因为听道而不行道的，就像人对着镜子看自己本来的面目，看见走后随即忘了他的相貌如何。唯有详细查看那全被使人自由之律法的，并且时常如此，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
My hungry soul needs to be fed.
我饥饿的灵需要得到喂养。
I hunger for God and His righteousness, and I ask Him to meet me in His Word.
我渴慕神和他的义，我请求神在他的话语中与我相遇。
It's there in his word that I grieve over my sin and celebrate his grace.
正在神的话里，我为自己的罪孽而悲伤，我庆祝我得到神的恩典。
I move forward in my commitment to live by faith.
我坚定地致力于凭信心生活。
I grow in my discipline, my perseverance, and my hope and awe at the glory of God.
我的自律、我的毅力、盼望以及对神荣耀的敬畏都在成长。
In his word, I find a deeper sense of his presence and love.
在神的话语中，我更深刻地感受到神的存在和神的爱。
And a deeper gratitude for being included in his family.
更深切地体会到神让我加入他的家庭，我是多么的感激。
So we hunger for the word to speak to us in our private times alone with God and in public settings.Like in a sermon or small group or a Bible study.
我们在自己独处的时候渴望神的话语，也在和大家一起的时候，比如说在正道或者小组讨论这个查经当中，也渴慕神的话语向我们显现。
But we also hunger for the word of God to speak to us through our personal relationships.
但是我们也渴求神的话语通过我们的个人的关系向我们讲话。
We hunger for honest input from others.
所以我们渴望来自他人的诚实的意见。
The fact is, we all have blind spots.
事实上，我们都有盲点。
I'm blind to my own blindness.
我对自己的盲点视而不见。
We all are.
我们都是这样的。
We need others to help us see what we can't see in ourselves.
我们都需要别人帮助我们自己看到我们看不到的东西。
That's why the Bible tells us in Colossians 3 verse 16, let the word of God richly dwell in you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom.
这就是为什么哥罗西书三章十六节教导我们说，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，彼此教导，互相劝诫。
Teaching enables you to see life God's way.
教导使我能够用神的角度看待生活。
And admonishing helps you to see yourself God's way.
劝诫可以帮助我以神的
角
度看待
自
己。
And as we let the word of God dwell in us,This is what we are to do for one another.
当我们让神的话语住在我们里面时，这就是我们应该为彼此做的事。
Teaching and admonishing one another.
教导，互相劝诫。
Just like you, I need others in my life.
像大家一样，我在生活中也需要其他的人。
I need people who will speak the truth in love.
我需要那些可以对我用爱心说诚实话的人。
And I need to invite people to speak and interrupt my conversation with myself.
我需要请人来打断我的自言自语。
To say to things to me that I couldn't or wouldn't say to myself.
我需要请他们对我说那些我不能或者不愿对自己说的话。
People who love me enough to be candid with me.
那些因为爱我，愿意对我坦诚相待的人。
Who will speak warning, encouragement, rebuke, and correction.
他们会对我发出警告、鼓励、责备和纠正。
People who will remind me that God is not finished with me yet.
他们会提醒我，神对我的旨意还没有结束。
And that his grace is sufficient for me.
他们会提醒我，神的恩典够我用。
If we hunger and thirst for righteousness, then we will hunger for that kind of honest input from others.
如果我们真的饥渴慕义，那么我们就会渴望得到这些从来自他人的诚实的批评。
In this beatitude, Jesus has a promise.
在八福当中，耶稣应许道。
He says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied."
他说，饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。
So as we allow the Spirit of God to speak the truth of the Word of God into our lives, the Spirit also gives us the life of Jesus.
当我们让神的灵将神的话、神的真理讲到我们的生活中的时候，圣灵也赐给我们基督的生命。
This life of Jesus living through us, changing us from the inside out.
基督的生命在我们里面，从内而外改变我们。
Conforming us to the image of Christ.
让我们越来越像基督的形象。
There's something deeply satisfying when we do the right thing.
当我们做对的事的时候，我们心里面会有一种深深的满足感。
As we become more and more like Christ, His righteousness.
因为我们越来越像基督，越来越有他的义。
I don't know if my experience is like yours, but we often can't see this in ourselves.
我们大家的经历不一样，但是往往我们自己看不到这一点。
We don't see the change that God is working in our heart.
我们自己意识不到我们已经在被神改变了。
We've learned how easily we can deceive ourselves into thinking that we're doing great.
我们非常容易自欺欺人，还以为自己做得很好。
I think that's why it's so encouraging when someone else who really knows us comes and says that they can see God working in our lives.
所以这就是为什么我们需要那些真正了解我们的人来告诉我们。他看到神在我们生活中做的工作。
They can see where we're learning to make good decisions, hard decisions at times, but ones that honor Him in different areas of our lives.
他能够看到，告诉我们说，神带领我们在哪些地方正在学功课，有的是很艰难的功课。
Where we're learning to do the right thing.
但这些都是神在带领我们学习做对的事情。
After you eat a delicious meal, you have a deep sense of satisfaction.
当你吃了一顿美味的饭菜以后，你会感到一种深深的满足感。
But later that day or the next day, you feel hungry again.
但是过几个小时，或者第二天，你就又感到饿了。
Same with us, as we feast on God and give ourselves completely to Him.
当我们来享用上帝，并且把自己来给他的时候，情况也是如此。
He satisfies us with the work that He is doing in our hearts.
神通过在我们心中所做的工作来满足我们。
But we know that that's not enough.
但是我们知道这些还不够。
Even as we become more and more satisfied with God, we become increasingly dissatisfied with sin.
当我们对神越来越感到满足的时候，我们对罪，对我们在生活和周遭世界中看到的不义，也越来越感到不满。
And also with the unrighteousness that we see in our lives and in the world around us.
所以在生活中看到那些不好的事情，我们就会非常的不满。
And so I hunger and thirst for more righteousness.
所以我就要渴慕更多的义。
I sing, I want more of you, God.
所以我歌唱，我说神啊，我想要更多的你。
And I pray, may your kingdom come, your will be done.
所以我祷告。愿你的国降临，你的旨意行在生命，我的生命中。
In my life, as you live through me.
愿我能够生活的，让人能够看到神的工作。
And may your kingdom come and your will be done in the world around me.
愿您的国降临，愿您的旨意行在这世上，就在我身边。
For we hunger and thirst for a world where your righteousness rules everywhere.
因为我们渴慕的盼望一个你的公义统治各处的世界。
And your justice rolls down like a river.
愿你的公义降临，如大水滚滚，如江河滔滔。
I'm going to close with a prayer based on Psalm 63, which is from a book by A.W. Tozer called The Pursuit of God.
我将以陶恕的一本书叫《追求上帝》中，他引用诗篇63为基础的祷告来结束。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh God, I have tasted your goodness, and it has both satisfied me and made me thirsty for more.
神啊，我已经尝到了你的美善，它既满足了我，又让我渴求更多。
I'm painfully conscious of my need of further grace.
我痛苦地意识到我需要更多的恩典。
I'm ashamed of my lack of desire.
我为自己缺乏饥渴慕义的心而感到惭愧。
Oh God, I want to want you.
神啊，我想要切慕你。
I long to be filled with longing.
我想要充满对你的渴望。
I thirst to be made more thirsty still.
我想要变得更加饥渴慕义。
So show me your glory, I pray.
所以我祷告，求你让我看到你的荣耀。
So that I may know you indeed.
让我能够真正认识你。
Begin in mercy a new work of love in me.
求你的恩在怜悯中开始在我身上进行新的爱的工作。
Say to my soul, rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away.
求你对我的灵魂说，我的佳偶，我的美人，起来与我同去。
Then give me grace to rise and follow you up from this misty lowland where I've wandered for so long.
然后请赐给我恩典，让我从这片深陷许久的迷雾沼泽中站起来，跟随你。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。